With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Garrett, good morning, my friend.
What's going on, Ken?
Oh, nothing much. Is this a tough game for the Browns? Is this a trap game for the Browns against the Washington football team?
No. This shouldn't be no trap game. This should be a game that the Browns come out here and get their money off. This should be a game where the Browns be 2-1 afterwards and we drink our Kool-Aid and have a good time and get our cookout on.
I mean, Garrett, we are talking about the stretch of games coming up where, unlike last year, where they start the season, 2-6, and things went south. You had a head coach in over his head who couldn't battle through that kind of adversity, probably lost the entire room. This year has a chance to be different. They've got some winnable games coming up. There's no games coming up where I'm like, they have no chance. This is not going to be good. And I kind of felt that way at times last year. So how important are the next 4, 5, 6 games for Baker Mayfield in terms of his future, solidifying his future on this team?
Oh, they're huge. Huge. You know, my mom used to always tell me, you know, all these grades count. You know, even if you get off to a good start or a bad start, either way, the grades count. You know, turn your homework in, get your quizzes up, and start off good on these tests. When you look at the Washington Redskins, yeah, they got some decent, you know, pieces. I guess you can look at some of the pieces like Terry McLaurin and you could look at him and Chase Young. But overall, this is not a team where you look at it and say, "Oh my goodness, this is not the Hogs up front." You can get after these guys, and the way I look at the Cleveland Browns up front, as far as the offensive line, and you go back and look at some of the All-22, and you look at the way Wyatt Teller's playing, you look at the way, this offensive line is athletic, physical, getting off the ball, moving people around. I think the Cleveland Browns have an opportunity to get after those guys up front, especially with Montez Sweat and Chase Young. Like, yeah, they're great getting off the ball, and they're great rush the passer, but it's hard to rush the passer when you got people on you driving you off the rock. So I'll take my chances running the ball with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb and working play action. So I've got the Browns looking good. And Baker Mayfield can continue to throw the football off play action and run the rock. I'll take my chances with the Cleveland Browns because, I don't want to alarm anybody, but I think the Cleveland Browns probably have the 1, 2, or 3 best offensive line right now in the game.
Garrett Bush, at GBush91, joining us on the show. This is some incredible stuff that Garrett Bush is saying. Now, remember, it's Chico from 7 to 9 on Sunday, Garrett and Peterlin from 9 to 11, Lima and Garrett from 11 to noon, and then I join them, and we get everything ready for kickoff between the Browns and the Washington football team. You'll be on tomorrow, correct?
That is correct. We'll get you ready.
Are you making a comparison at 8 a.m. tomorrow between Myles Garrett and Chase Young? Because I think that is one thing that a lot of fans are watching, because we have had some calls. Lyman and I disagree. We think that Myles Garrett's doing a fine job, but there have been some calls saying that he is overrated.
Well, you know, Myles Garrett, I said at the beginning of the year that Myles Garrett, if he wants to be known as a defensive player of the year type candidate, he's going to have to make those plays where he's getting strip sacks, where he's making those Aaron Donald type plays where you're taking the ball away, not just, you know, getting pressures and those things. We need to see those 15, 16, 17 sack seasons You know, like Aaron Donald, you know, like the Khalil Max, you know. So we need to see those type situations. And Chase Young looks like he's one of those guys that's going to give that to us. You're going to see those out of Chase Young in his career. So there's going to be a natural progression because you've watched Chase Young at Ohio State, and he's already leading the league or tied for the league in sacks. But I think Myles Garrett will be okay this year. But if he wants to be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate and his paycheck says that's what he should be, I think he's going to have to step his game up and he's going to have to get them turnovers. So there's going to be a comparison, and Myles Garrett and Chase Young are going to be tied at the hip in terms of who's better, who's going to be a better edge rusher, who's going to be playing a pass, and who's going to be playing a run better. I do think right now Myles Garrett is better, but Chase Young is not far behind Myles Garrett in terms of talent level and skill set.
Garrett Bush joining us on the hotline. So what did you think of Odell Beckham admitting yesterday, those numbers are not going to be maybe what he had hoped and maybe what he had gotten in the past, the way this offense is constructed?
You know, my hat goes off to OBJ, man. You know, I don't know why people are so upset. That's what I want out of a guy who is a dude who is a number one receiver. I don't know why people think that you're not supposed to want those numbers. I don't want a guy making all that money saying, you know what, man, I expect to get four balls for 36 yards. That's what I want. No, I want him saying, I'm a playmaker. I can make some things happen. I still want him to think every single game he can go out there and make a difference, make a change, catch seven or eight passes because he feels people can't guard him. I want him to think that. And so all I want him to do is to go out there and still think he can contribute. As long as he's not disrupting, as long as he's not, you know, going, pulling Baker aside and telling him, hey, smacking him upside the helmet saying, hey, man, I'm open. What are you doing? As long as he's not doing that, hey, I can take the fact that any good receiver is going to do that. Every good receiver is going to do that. But it takes Baker to say, hey, man, look, I'm the quarterback of the team. Go drink Kool-Aid. I'll throw the ball to whoever I think is open. That's just part of the game. Baker got to be strong enough to say, I'm the leader of the offense. I'm the leader of the team. I distribute how I distribute and go sit over there. That's cool. That's part of being a quarterback. And right now, you see where Odell can be open. He can get his shot plays. All we got to do is continue to mix it up, run these two monsters that we got in the backfield, and Odell and Jarvis will get their shot plays in terms of when we get to them in the offense and the flow.
What about Austin Hooper? Because I heard Kevin Kugler yesterday in D.C. Now, he'll have the call of this game on television, I think. I think that he's on TV. He had said he expects to see a lot of Austin Hooper coming up this week against Washington.
Well, the thing about this group is if you got Austin Hooper in fantasy, I feel bad for you because I think this tight end room is going to be a committee room. It's going to be just the same way the receiver group is by committee. I think it's going to be whoever has a high hand. Week one, we saw Njoku catch a touchdown pass in Baltimore. I think you're going to see here Bryant is going to catch a couple touchdown passes. There's going to be weeks where you're going to get Hooper to get involved, and he's going to catch touchdown pass. I think they look at it more of in getting position groups involved depending on matchups. There was some film where we saw Bryant run some really crisp routes against Cincinnati. You know, Baker kind of missed him on some of the routes, but I think that it's based on whether or not a guy is open or whether the matchup dictates whether or not tight ends are getting the ball or receivers are going to get the ball. So Hooper is, you know, he's one of those guys who if the tight ends are going to be getting the ball that week, they'll throw it to him. If not, it'll be, you know, either Jarvis or and they like Hodge too. You know, like now, I think a lot of fans don't like to hear this, but Hollywood Higgins 2 years in a row. What happened to that boy? Word to the Clips. What happened to that boy? Wow, he is. Maybe it ain't Freddie Kitchens, but because we have not had a Hollywood Higgins sighting, but Hooper, he's on my fantasy team, and he's going to sit on the bench because I don't think he's going to be getting anything significant for me. But he'll stay there. But Hooper's a nice signing, but I wouldn't expect anything large from him this week.
Garrett, we thank you very much for the time. We'll listen to tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.